got to understand that being wealthy is a part of your heritage. Did you hear what I just said? You've got to tell yourself often, it is my right and it is my heritage. It is my blood-bought heritage to be wealthy. In other words, I'm supposed to be wealthy. And if God now produces man, and everything produces after its own kind, if horses get together, they produce what? And if dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together and say, let us make man, then what are they producing? They're producing gods. Now, I got to hit this thing real hard in the very beginning because I ain't got time to go through all this. But I'm going to say to you right now, you are gods, little g. You are gods because you came from God, and you are gods. You're not just human. The only human part about you is this physical body that you live in. Jesus is getting ready to show him how to use words to affect things. Jesus is getting ready to show you how you can use words to affect things. Because if he spoke to a fig tree and the fig tree did what he said, then you can speak to your bills and tell them bills to dry up. And if it work on a fig tree, it can work on a bag of bills. It can work on a sick body. It can work on a possessed husband or Jezebel wife. Are you following me? I don't know what's going on in your life today, but I do know this. God is ready to do the impossible for you right now. He's given you the authority to shape your future with the words you speak. But there's more to it than that. There are certain laws that you must activate to reap the results you desire. The mouth is a funnel that pulls out of the heart faith material so that you can see the physical manifestation in this physical world. If you want to give birth to some physical manifestation, it'll start with the word in your heart, just like it started with the word in Mary's heart. It's got to get in your heart. The word became flesh. That's showing you the creative ability out of the word of God. The seed of the word can create. The seed of the word can manifest. The word's not just a book. It's creative ability locked up in the containers of words. Creative ability locked up in the containers of words. When God gave us his word, he literally gave us his ability to create. His ability to create. We are co-creators with God.